afternoon, welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Monday. Monday, March the 5th. This is the Flip Side, your host, Robbie Noel, with you on this Monday. Flip Side brought to you by Republic Trading Group, our toll-free number, which, by the way, let's not get into that. Toll-free number is 1-800-681-7898. The flyer that we sent out, those of you, well, be patient out there, those of you who have received the DVD in the mail, my apologies for the typo, yes. I could have sworn I proofed the thing three or four times, but apparently I messed up the telephone number. Well, anyway. A whole batch of DVDs going out sometime this week where the telephone numbers are corrected and all the typos have been taken care of. And my apologies for it. Well, it was just one of those things. What can I say? Anyway, this hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our web address, a lot of stories on the webpage in the last 72 hours that should really scare a lot of people. You can access the web address at republictradinggroup.com. Or you can go to eaglesup.com, RBN Live, republicbroadcasting.org. They will all take you eventually to Republic Trading Group in some way, shape, or form, where you'll get daily stories of interest to yours truly, because I pick them out in the wee hours of the morning to try and make sense of the insane that is going on out there. And by the way, be prepared. This time next week, who knows what could happen this time next week? Yes, a week from today, the world could be a different place. I don't know if it will, but think about this. This time next week, it's new daylight savings time. Yes, we spring forward on Sunday. Now, the interesting thing about this is, as you most probably know, they changed the whole system. The question is, has everybody within the United States coordinated their computers to meet up with the new time change? Now, Microsoft and Apple do have patches you can go and download and do, but then the question is, it's not so much the competent people I'm worried about, it's the incompetent people I'm worried about. And there's a very good possibility that the government could actually shut. Now, this is good news. Maybe bad news to some people. For me, it's good news. The government could actually be shut down next week. All based on incompetence, of course, but they've proven to be very proficient at incompetence. Anyway, when we return, we'll give you all the market highlights and lowlights when we return.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Oh, bad news. Dick Cheney's got a blood clot. Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. Dow Jones Industrials today closed down 63 points, ended the day at 12,050. NASDAQ off 27 at 2,304. Was up early this morning. Watched the bloodbath travel from Asia to Europe. At one point early this morning, about 4 o'clock Eastern time, the Dow futures were indicating the Dow was going to be down 117 points. By the time the market opened 2.5 hours later, 3 hours later, the Dow was even and actually gained a few points in early trading. But then, as the day wore on, continuing worries about mortgage defaults, a strengthening yen, and the possibility of further foreign markets collapsing overnight caused the Dow to end on its lows, as we mentioned, at off 63, Dow at 12,050, 50 points away from pure panic for the boys on Wall Street. In the metals complex, gold in New York was pretty resilient, closed down $3.20 at $639. Gold had a low today of 633, a high of 643. Silver off 23 cents at $12.69. Platinum off 32 bucks at 1,172. Palladium off 4 at 345. I speculated last Tuesday with Bob Chapman that we could see some liquidations in gold and silver, as we always do when we see collapses in equities worldwide, just simply based on the fact of when someone's portfolio is getting ravaged, especially in the equities portion of their portfolio, and they are required to make the obligatory margin call, their rush for the most liquid assets in their portfolio usually ends up being gold. And as the story on republictradinggroup.com over the weekend stated, that the importance of the Asian markets cannot be underestimated after this week's market activity on the heels of the sinking Dow Jones Industrial Average, gold has fallen $40, raising the question of where investors should go in these volatile times. It goes on to add that the yen carry trade forced a lot of liquidations and subsequently the desire to raise a lot of funds. Now, if you know, the Japanese, by and large, are big buyers of platinum. Unlike their Western counterparts, they have a lot more faith in the white metal as opposed to the yellow metal, which which, based on obviously the prices of platinum today of $32, would also signify that there's heavy liquidation going on in the metals in order to meet the obligatory margin calls. Now, this week we are going to be filled with news and reports. It's a full week. We've got the beige book coming out on Wednesday, and then we've got the big number coming out on Friday, the jobs report. And the question is whether or not Wall Street is going to hang on until then. And then, obviously, there's also the other question. Well, there's a couple of questions out there that's going to be debated. Obviously, Wednesday, when the beige book comes out, there'll be mass speculation of what's the Fed going to do with interest rates. Are they going to lower them? Are they going to raise them? Are they going to keep them the same? Believe it or not, general consensus right now is that the Fed is going to lower rates, which most probably could explain why Mr. Paulson is in China as we speak. Why is he in China? I have no idea why he's in China. Anyway, quick roundup of the who's who of the financial world talking about the actions today. As we told you, gold closed down $4.90 at $6.39 an ounce at the New York Mercantile Exchange. According to CBS Market Watch, the sell-off in gold and silver was not only overdone, it got totally out of hand, said Peter Spinner, chief investment strategist at GoldSeek.com. Clear-thinking investors are now realizing the opportunity that confronts them, especially with the mining equities, which were pummeled over the past sessions. Fear has entered back into the marketplace, and this will not only benefit gold going forward, he said, it is likely to help send it to prior record heights. Gold traders see the stock market recovery off the day's lows and are growing more bullish that a financial meltdown is now not in the works, according to John Pearson, president of National Futures. If the stock market continued lower, then I would have expected gold to fall as well, mainly because hedge funds and others who are cash-strapped would be liquidating holdings to meet potential margin calls. One holding might have included gold. No kidding, smart fellow. For some who believe the global economy is still vibrant, buying gold is a bargain near the $640 area, said Peterson, and I agree wholeheartedly with him on that. It certainly presents a lower risk to buy today than it did last Friday. Well, I differ. Every day is a good day to buy gold. According to Bloomberg News, who, by the way, could run on an independent ticket in the next election, thinking about throwing $500 million into the race. Way to go, Mr. Bloomberg. Just what we need, a Jewish president. According to Bloomberg, you got some wealth deterioration in the stock market, said Frank McGee, head metals trader at Integrated Brokerage Services. Gold is a store of value, and it's convertible. People who need cash raise it through gold. The carnage on the equity markets infected sentiment for the precious metals, and investors sold to cover their losses, according to an analyst at Reuters. Some people have had to take their profits on gold to meet margin calls on stocks, a trader said. It's the good for the bad trade. Started last week when China's stocks collapsed. The correlation between markets is rising, and there has been a knock-on impact on gold from equity markets, said Tariq Salara, analyst at Standard Charter. The correlation between markets is rising, and there has been a knock-on impact on gold from equity markets. Conditions are set to remain volatile in the week ahead, with traders likely to be sensitive to further selling pressure, was a remark from the BullionDesk.com. As I said, everybody's going to be speculating with all the government reports that are coming out this week. But then again, there could be an added emphasis, as we said at the top of the show. What will the world look like on Monday morning at 12:01 a.m.? Or is that Sunday night? I think it's Sunday night, 12:01 a.m. Sunday, Saturday night. When does it change? Does it change on Sunday or does it change on Monday? It changes on the 11th. When is the 11th? The 11th is Sunday. Now the question is, are all computers ready for the time change? Is it possible that large banks of government computers, you know, the computers the government has where one computer can't talk to another computer, which may be a good thing when you think about it, you know, like the Veterans Administration, you know, their computers don't talk to Walter Reed Hospital. Walter Reed hospitals don't talk to the doctors in the outpatient sector. They can't figure out where all these veterans are coming from that are demanding help because they can't find them. They're everywhere. Those computers can't talk to each other. So, is it possible that the incompetence displayed by the Defense Department in taking care of its veterans, you know these people that Republicans like to talk nice things about the service people and the soldiers, pity they don't do anything about their welfare when they come back injured from these overseas adventures they send on. But I digress from this whole thing. The question is, because these people are so incompetent, where they can't find a soldier when he has been put into outpatient, are these same people competent enough to, well, you know, make their computers work on Monday morning? I submit to you, there's a good probability, based on the incompetence that we have witnessed, that they may screw this one up big time. Y2K all over again? Well, yes. We didn't mention oil. Oil was off a buck today. Yes, isn't that amazing? Oil prices go down by the barrel, yet they go up by the pump. What's with this? There's something wrong with this picture. U.S. gasoline pump prices have jumped about 31 cents a gallon in the past month, and the reasons are unclear. Well, I'm sorry. According to the AAA, they said it might be because refineries have switched to making more expensive warm weather fuels from the winter weather fuels, according to a spokesman in Orlando, Florida. But the surge arrived earlier than usual this year, he told the Miami Herald. Other industry observers point out that crude oil prices have risen a couple of dollars a barrel in the past month. Well, then, logic says, if gas prices are going up because crude oil is going up, shouldn't it be logical that if crude oil prices go down, gas prices at the pump would go down? Of course that's logical, but it's not the real world. Here in Arizona, this morning we were greeted with 3 cent a gallon hike. So who's ever pulling the strings is doing a very good job at it. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends. Chris Rea from the 1982-83 era. We've been living with evil for a long time. They were singing about it way back then. So brace yourselves, strap yourselves in. It's going to be a rocky week. Nobody knows, including yours truly, how this week is going to turn out. But there's a whole bunch of bad news coming this week, my friends. Be prepared for it. I don't know what direction it's going to come in. We could get word of not one, but many subprime mortgage companies closing up shop, going out of business, leaving who knows how many, many, many millions or billions of dollars disappearing into thin air. Isn't it funny how money can just disappear like that? Where does it go? Does it just vanish into thin air, or does it end up in somebody's pocket? There's obviously this yen carry trade that is of deep concern, which is the reason why more than likely Paulson is in China trying to deal with that little firestorm that's going on down there. Remember the good old days when the rest of the world used to catch a cold if America sneezed? We've got so globalized now, when China sneezes, the world catches a cold. And so as I said, with the beige book coming out, the speculation, what's the Fed going to do with interest rates? They're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Alan Greenspan last week, a lot of people blame Alan Greenspan for they'll blame anybody for anything without accepting responsibility for their own actions. They said that Greenspan, the former Fed chief, should keep his mouth shut. Ex-Federal Reserve chairman should not be able to speak. And then they touted out Paul Volcker, who pretty much zipped his lip during Greenspan's tenure, and it says it undermines the credibility of the Federal Reserve. Don't get me started on that one. It's like the silly arguments that they have when we're discussing, you know, whether or not we were lied into a war, and the first thing that Republicans, by and large, come out and say, well, you're undermining the morale of the troops. No, I tell you what undermines the morale of the troops. When you've been deployed to an area where they tell you you're going for 6 months, and then 30 days before you think you're leaving and going home or going somewhere safer out of the hellhole that you're in, and some brass comes along and tells you, oh, no, are you there for another 7 months? That, my friends, is what destroys morale in the military. Nothing else. Grunts could care less what political debates go on. How do I know? Well, I used to be one. Political debates mean absolutely nothing. Staying in the hellhole longer than one anticipated, now that's demoralizing. That's when troops get a little angry. And speaking of troops, I find it interesting. Well, I don't find it interesting. I find it pathetic, actually. Scanned across the dial today just to see what the other so-called conservative talk show hosts were talking about. You know, the standard guys, the Hannitys, the Limbaughs, the Medveds. None of them were talking about Walter Reed. They were talking about Hillary. They were talking about Barack Obama, how Hillary developed a southern accent, giving a speech in Selma. And Barack Obama is a breath of fresh air. at the same time, I guess the Republicans this weekend were having a convention in Washington. The Conservative Action Committee was there where they had all their Republican candidates. And Giuliani is way ahead of everybody. And he should be a Republican. He should be the nomination. After all, he stands up for all Republican ideals. He's pro-choice, he's anti-gun, he's pro-abortion. It makes him perfect for a Republican presidential nominee. After all, because the Republicans are so phony to begin with. I don't know what parties are. You know what they call libertarians now? I heard this one the other day. I couldn't believe it. Somebody called up, I forgot who was listening, somebody called up and broached the question, well, what about Ron Paul? Well, he's a libertarian. Well, no, he's running on the Republican ticket. He's not a libertarian, he's running on the Republican ticket. Anyway, the host ended up saying, well, you know what, libertarians are just basically Republicans who smoke pot. And I went, oh no. Anyway, stay tuned, my friends. We'll get to a lot more stuff when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years, unknown by most people. Even Bible-reading Christians. Major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Little Dixie Chicks. I still feel sorry for them, although they should. They shouldn't talk too much. Just play music. Watching this Republican convention, this whatever they wanted to call it over the weekend, conservative convention, whatever it was, where they touted out all the wannabe Republican presidents. Giuliani gave a speech where he justified his social standings. And it seems as though the Republicans are looking past Giuliani's pro-choice, anti-gun, pro-abortion, gay rights, marriage, a social agenda, because they see something behind Rudy. They see a strong man. They see a man who cleaned up New York City. They see a decisive leader. And on the left, and there's no question, Rudy's going to get the nomination, judging by the pundits and those talking heads on Fox News who seem to like him on our principles and tradition. And on the left, I was watching Hillary. She gave a fairly decent speech outside of the pandering. She sounded, she was trying to talk like a brother. But after all, she was amongst brothers. But the left is looking past Hillary Clinton, because what do they see in the Hillary Clinton presidency? They see Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton still has, Bill Clinton, if you can believe this, has a 60% approval rating in America. So they think back to Camelot. You know, when Clinton was running first, he goes, look, you get me, you get Hillary. So I guess they think further, well, look, if we get Hillary, we get Bill. And they want Bill. So I'm going to, we might as well do away with all the brouhaha that's going to come in between. That's going to be your Republican nominee. It's going to be Rudy Giuliani. You're going to have Hillary Clinton as a Democrat nominee. There's a possibility you're going to have Michael Bloomberg as an independent with a very large bank account. $500 million. It's his own money. Doesn't even have to raise it. And don't worry, even if he spends it all and doesn't win, he's still got another $500 million in the bank. He won't be trying to get gainful employment to pay his mortgage. I did notice there was one speech that was given at that convention by the Republicans that nobody paid any attention to, and it was a speech, I've forgotten who gave it, but he gave a blueprint for the Republicans if they wanted to recapture the majority, because by and large, I think a large swath of so-called Republican voters will once again, as they did in November, stay away from voting next year, just simply because they don't approve of none of the above. Now, I know Ron Paul's on the ticket, but that's a whole other issue. But this one speaker, excuse me, 4 weeks after I got a cold, I'm still coughing. He got up and he said, listen, in 92 and 93, when we embarked on regaining control of Congress, House and Senate after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, we came up with a plan. We adopted it as a Republican platform. We went out and we got support because we were going to do certain things. We had a contract with America. We were going to abolish the Department of Education. We were going to abolish the National Endowment for the Arts. We were going to do away with the Department of Education, Department of Energy, all these bureaucratic wastes within government. And he says the people bought the message. We were going to lower their taxes. We were going to raise a lot of the unnecessary rules and regulations that inhibit businesses. Oh, they were going to do a lot of things. They were going to turn back free trade agreements. They were promising everything to get power. And guess what? People bought it. They said, okay, if you're going to do this, we'll put you in power. And they did. And then what happened? These old conservatives who went to Washington with the 94 revolution, they did exactly the opposite of what they said they were going to do. They increased funding for the National Endowment for the Arts. They increased funding for the Department of Education. They increased the bureaucracy at the Department of Energy. And he went down this whole litany of things that the Republicans have done while they in power, once again reminding them of their platform. But isn't it interesting, not one single one of the Republican nominations that ran in 2000 even adopted anything from the Republican platform. We don't have to adopt anything on the platform. Well, hello, that's why November happened. Besides a whole litany of just pure incompetence. So is it any wonder that none of the so-called mainstream talk show hosts today are talking about the events of Walter Reed, but Walter Reed is systematic of the problem within government. This is not an isolated incident. This is not just some rogue veterans administration out of control. No, it's systematic of government per se. This is government at its finest. This is incompetence. This is layers of bureaucracy that have been created over decades. It's a reason why your government is acting like all state insurance with the troops. I mean, at first glance, the tragedy of Walter Reed Hospital may seem, or people would like to make it like it's an aberration, it's an isolated incidence of government neglect. But when you look closer at it, a more startling picture emerges. The Republicans, now remember this, the Republicans who run the White House and until recently ran Congress have a shameful record when it comes to veterans issues. And this is ironic, well, at least to me it's ironic, because for the past few years, Republicans have been very eager to accuse Democrats of not supporting the troops every time they dare utter a critical word about the spiraling disaster that's the Iraq war. See, Republicans have strived to depict themselves as the party of defense, of the military, and of our courageous fighting men and women serving in Iraq. Yet the facts reveal the grim and shameful hypocrisy of the Republican Party that prefers to say nice things about soldiers than actually do anything for them. This is 1980, same thing. Oh, yeah, we'll do. We'll cut everything. We'll come back to a constitution. Yes, just give us the power. And what they once they got the power, guess what they did to you Republicans out there? They gave you the international salute, and you bought it. Bought it, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, what's Bush famous for saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, I got it right. He got it wrong. I've forgotten what he said, but he botched it. Just like he's botched everything. This man is the most incompetent human being, and I'm being nice. Please explain to me one thing he has done that has been successful. He has done more damage to the image of America than Coke ever did with changing a stupid formula. I mean, and do you want to calculate that cost? It's the war in Iraq was based on, well, if you want to be generous, faulty intelligence. Is this incompetence? We have incompetence in the CIA. We have incompetence in the spook agencies that are out there that we spend billions and billions of dollars on each year. These people are incompetent. They couldn't see that Russia was about to implode. They couldn't figure out that what was going on in Saudi Arabia. They couldn't figure out what was going on in Iran and Iraq. And why the heck do they get billions of dollars every year? Well, they're spending it on. You got the incompetence with just a lack of foresight in understanding cultures and people and ethnicities and histories and what happened when the colonial powers went to North Africa and decided after a while to start carving up the country with who had this section where, what, and there's reason for all the turmoil. There's reason for all the turmoil in Africa in general. All started with a 1913 Paris Accords, where the world powers all got together and they carved up Africa. Well, Belgium, you'll get this part, and Germany, you'll get this part, you know, and Spain gets this part, and Portugal gets this part. And the Brits said, okay, we're going to take the middle part here, yeah, because this is where all the gold is. We just got to kill off all the Boers first. History repeats itself. History is replete with occupations. And what happens when superpowers decide to carve up countries for their own political benefits? It doesn't work within the context of what's on the ground. Never has, never will. It's a screw-up of epic proportion. Incompetence reigns supreme. And then we talk about the generals in the military. Now, let me tell you something. The generals in the military in America are no different to generals anywhere else in the world. They're the same bunch of incompetent, bureaucratic... I want to say something, but this is a decent radio station. You can't say things that I want to really say about generals, who I disdain. Every single person that's got a bit of, you know, plumbing on their shoulder... I don't know what happens. As soon as they get a bar or two or start, well, it's like power. They get power. They go crazy. And these are America's finest military brains. And they sat around. They let Donald Rumsfeld tell them to go and occupy a country the size of California with 150,000 troops. And that's the reason, and I tell you, and I've told this before we even went to war, when the numbers were coming out. I said, you're going to have 150,000 casualties coming back from this war. And people jumped all over me. Yeah, that's about it. There's 150. There's actually more. Because that's troops on the ground. That doesn't include troops in rotation. There's over 1 million kids out there that are going to have psychological problems for the rest of their life. And the sad thing is that the Veterans Administration, these various veterans, I mean, they know what happens when 19-year-old kids come back from war. It's not as though this is a new experience. We've gone through it a couple of times. And we even know what governments do to returning soldiers who have served. We go back to World War I, the Bonus Brigade. World War II, they were a little bit more compassionate with the GI Bill because they had learned their lessons from World War I. But between World War II and Korea, they'd forgotten all that, and they started repeating the same stupid, incompetent ability after the Korean War. They did exactly even worse after Vietnam. To this very day, they still deny Agent Orange did anything to harm the troops. They're still denying vets benefits going back to the Korean War. And you know what happens to the vets after a while of constantly getting caught up in this bureaucratic minefield? They give up. And that's what a lot of these people within the Department of Defense are hoping, that a lot of these people just simply give up trying to get assistance from their government. Who sent them to fight in an illegal war. This is systematic of government itself. This is why government does not work. It is layer upon layer upon layer of bureaucracy. As I said earlier, they operate exactly like the insurance industry. The government operates like the insurance industry operates to its policyholders, whether it's Allstate, whether it's State Farm. Now, any of them, they all operate the same. If you've got a claim, oh, it could take a long time. Yes, you're in good hands with us, but we've got to check this all out. And then there's somebody that sits in an office somewhere and looks at a hospital bill and goes, this is too much. That's nuts. And then they deny it. Oh, no, you can't have this. It's too expensive. Happened to the soldiers. Soldier wanted to have an MRI. They said, no, the doctor ordered the MRI, but the chick at procurement said, no, the Army can't afford this MRI. It's $2,000. Too expensive for the Army to do this. So he was denied medical treatment. One story I heard I couldn't even believe. To get disability pay, you've got to have a 30% disability. Well, the one guy lost his arm. But they put a prosthetic back. And the Army said that because he had regained 80% of his capacity in his arm, well, that meant he was only 10% disabled, therefore he didn't qualify for the 30% permanent disability. Guy lost his arm. The one guy I saw today giving testimony, well, he didn't give it, his wife gave it. They tried to deny him permanent disability based on the fact that he had a learning disorder when he was at grade school. I mean, it's beyond insane. And if you think these hearings are going to solve any of these problems, I mean, these guys that are sitting holding these hearings, these are the people that created the bureaucratic mess to begin with. And now they're sitting out trying to find out why that their wonderful system got screwed up. I mean, it's all. Well, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be really, really funny.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Monday. Just a program reminder for this week. Jeffrey Bennett sits in the big chair tomorrow night. I'll be back Wednesday and Friday evening. Jeffrey will hold down the fort on Thursday. You know, to put this all in perspective, the Center for the Intrepid, which was put together with private funds, state-of-the-art rehab facility plus Fisher House so that family members can stay close while they go through a rehab, was put together, built in under 18 months. All money came from 600,000 contributors, private citizens. Private citizens contributed many millions of dollars, and they built the center in San Antonio, Texas, 18 months. If the military had attempted to do the same thing, it would have taken them 10 years to do exactly what the private sector did. If built at all. Once again, proof positive. This government is too big and too bloated. You want to get anything done, you're going to have to cut down the size of government dramatically. by half, and even then, it wouldn't be enough. Is there a single politician advocating for that outside of Ron Paul? Of course not. It's political suicide for a politician to advocate that. And so you keep voting for the same old, same old, so you're going to keep on getting what you got. It's as simple as that. I think this illustrates the argument that, or the debate that we should be having about the competency of government. Because if a government turns its back on its warriors, it shouldn't be too shocked or surprised at some point in time when the warriors turn their back on its country. It happens. Stuff happens. And where have we ended up with this war on terror? Well, we got Saudi Arabia today announcing that, Gulf Arab allies have the right to their own peaceful atomic ambitions. China today announced it was spending $45 billion it received from Americans, generous enough to go shopping at Walmart, to increase its defense budget. It has the ability to shoot down satellites, America's eyes, at any point in time. China could just blind America. The world's gone 8 years of Bush, and he turned the world upside down. We got conflicts going to continue as far as the eye can see. And based on that assumption, granted from a delusional Rhodesian as myself, you have to ask yourself, what does that mean for the economy? It's not going to be good. But you can protect yourself, and you know how to do that. And you can give us a call at Republic Trading Group. We'll be more than happy to help you. Till I see you again on Wednesday, have a good time in spite of the government. Till then, see you, bye.